Can you talk a little bit about how you, as an expert in this area, kind of think through the issue of the specimen, the adequacy of the specimen, and some of the critical features that you're going to focus on?
Yeah, so for someone making lymphoid cancer diagnoses, the most important thing is it wasn't uncommon for me to be sent things that were called malignant that in fact were benign. And so that's probably a fairly critical determinant. And as someone with expertise in the field, the other real key is to not be shy about saying that if a biopsy is insufficient or inadequate, that you're not doing the patient or the treating clinician any favors if you're trying to shoehorn a diagnosis with something like that, when the reality is it's simply inadequate. So it's very important that you be able, at the end of every day, one of the things I used to pride myself on is I didn't like going home unless I was 99% confident of every single case that I saw that I was able to actually reach, you know, a definitive diagnosis. So I think that what's really critical is don't be afraid to say you're not sure. So if something is small or something is largely inadequate as a sample, don't be shy about saying that it's insufficient for an adequate diagnosis and recommend that consideration be given to a repeat biopsy that's a little more generous proportions. That's a very important thing for pathologists to do, but I will tell you that a lot of my colleagues are shy about doing that because there's this automatic feeling of being inadequate if you can't make a diagnosis on the material that you're given. But in fact, asking for repeat biopsy is not a bad thing. It's in everybody's interests.